I was out the other day with a guy who converted his Saturn four-door into an all-electric vehicle. Did it all himself. His name's Bob Gurick. He's one of a lot of people who think there's a better way, and they want you to see for yourself.
Here's the key.
Oh, I'm driving?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Guys like Bob Gurick think the big automakers should have come up with electrics and plug-in hybrids a long time ago.
We have to unplug here?
Yeah.
Bob Gurick says sure. He spent a lot converting his car to electric, and there are some sacrifices. No air conditioning, he can only go just a little more than 50 miles without a charge. But then he's not paying close to $4 a gallon for gasoline right now.
I figure it's about 3 cents a mile to run this down the road.
3 cents a mile?
Yeah.
As opposed to gasoline, which is
10 cents a mile, I'd say,
yeah.
At least.
Some people get a little concerned about more electrics and electric hybrids. That's because 50% of electric power in the U.S. comes from coal-burning power plants, and just about every state wants to build more power plants to meet peak demand. A guy who knows something about electric cars is Andy Frank. He's at the University of California, Davis. Some call him the father of the plug-in hybrid. Andy Frank says we don't use all the power that's available right now.
What a lot of people don't realize is that the grid actually has excess capacity. The reason why is there has to be enough capacity to satisfy the peak draw in the middle of the day. But at night, everybody turns off their lights, and that draw goes down to about anywhere between a half and two-thirds of what is required in peak of the day.
So the idea is you could plug in your plug-in hybrid overnight.
And then the question is, how many cars could you charge with that idle capacity in our existing grid? About three-quarters to 80%, 75 to 80% of the cars in our entire fleet across the U.S. could be charged with that excess capacity that we currently have.
That's assuming most people would only plug in at night during the off-peak hours. If most of them did, that would be a lot of cars that would not be emitting pollution from the tailpipes. But it also means some power plants would be burning more coal at night, billowing out pollution, including greenhouse gases. Dustin Dwyer reports on automotive issues for Michigan Radio, and he's covered this issue.
One of the benefits the power companies will tell you is that if you have millions of tailpipes out there on the road spewing emissions, it's much more difficult to capture those emissions or manage those emissions than it is to manage it coming out of, you know, one smokestack at the power plant.
But you do end up shifting some pollution upstream to the power plants, and that would pollute rural areas more because that's where they build the power plants. The experts say that's why we ought to start building parking lots with carports covered in solar panels and put up more wind turbines and find other ways to use energy better to power all those electric and plug-in hybrids that are coming. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.